So when do you expect to get that?
Well, any day. Any day. Greg, you have a better timeline on it than I do, but right now it's...
I'm back on the line. We have a... No, as far as when we're going to get the budget material, I'm not really sure, any more sure than you are. We're also waiting for a demo of a particular show from the station, because a couple of the other stations requested that. We're also getting input from the staff at KPFA. They've met a couple of times on the substance of the proposal. KPFT is interested, and Dwayne has made a verbal commitment of a commitment of some money. The figure he threw out was $3,000. I think really we were looking for a little bit more of a commitment than that. And I know that Ron is also interested in integrating the show into a new Latino block that he's developing in the evening hours. So I think there's interest there. But I don't have any word from New York. And I do think that KPFA is still struggling with how it fits into their schedule. So there's some problems with agreeing on the concept, but as soon as we have the budget, it'll go to the operations group, and that would be on the 12th. We would hope to have the information by then. And as far as how it fits into the budget, I think I see a kind of a gradual rollout where we would, they would put it on the air in L.A. probably immediately, and then it would go on the air over a month or two after that into various stations. So I think we would be budgeting for it potentially in June, but no earlier than that.
Okay, thank you. Maybe I'll pick a couple. Another motion that we had talked about was, just want to check on the status, is the corporate credit cards. Is there an update on that?
Yeah, you know, we have the paperwork done, and we need the signature of the Secretary of the Board. That is the major point at which we're. Once we get that signature, we can start and get the application process. But it's like, you know, you need a board member signature. In this case, they're asking for the Secretary. Once we do that, we need to roll ahead and get the application process started.
Have you requested this from
Teresa?
Casey? Or do you plan to be in L.A., or can you just send it by mail?
I talked to Teresa about that, actually, yesterday. And,
sorry, I'm thinking of the Finance Committee. Sorry,
no, I talked to Teresa Houston. About that yesterday, and she was she has the paperwork in hand.
Okay.
But the form itself calls for a seal, which she doesn't have, and she was wondering whether that's a requirement or what you should do about that. She was a little bit confused by that part of it.
We got the seal.
You have the seal here. Okay.
Yeah.
She wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
If we call her up, she'll sign it and send the papers as long as she knows that, you know, that the seal is available.
Okay. Good. Okay. Any of these other subjects that just briefly, does anyone want to spend time on? I know we talked about the capital campaign and also investment oversight committee.
Before you go there.
Sure.
One of the things we talked about was that Lanya was going to let us know what the limits were and what the plan for oversight of spending was. That there was going to be a set of procedures worked out, so we're sure that those cards don't get that nothing untoward happens with them.
We have that.
What the plan would be is that the cards...
You can tell us briefly, but can you send it to us? I mean, I expect to see like a worksheet showing signature authorization levels and by staff. Do you have that?
I'll send it out. Maybe that's the simplest way to do it.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other motions that you... what about investment? I know I talked about being on that. I know we haven't met on that one. And what about National Capital Campaign? These are some things that we're still kind of thinking about. Can we address those at the next meeting on May the 25th?
I agree. That's, we need to have a little conversation in depth about it.
Okay. Do we need to do that tonight, or can we wait till the next?
I would suggest waiting until next time.
Fine.
Yes, Dave?
I don't think it's reasonable to think we can have an in-depth discussion about national budget priorities and do that on the next meeting. I suggest the meeting after.
Okay, we can do that after the
while they're dealing with drafting the budget out of those priorities, we should be talking about how we're going to go out and get money to help with it.
Okay, maybe at the end we can talk about the meeting in June. Okay, we talked about National Finance Committee goals and timeline. I think we kind of like spoke about that when we looked at the proposed budget timeline. Those are basically it, except for long-term type of stuff. We've done the financials, so can we go to new business now?
Excuse me, Lavarne, what were you just talking about, the item that Dave said would be too much to handle in the context of our next meeting?
The investment.
Was that one of these items, or was that something else?
Oh, that was C&D, the Investment Oversight Committee and the National Capital Campaign.
Uh-huh. So, okay.
Go ahead. Dave?
On the Investment Oversight Committee, that's something that we were talking about as being urgent because of the arrival of these bequests and these large donations. That was, I think, Brian's point. And so maybe that is something we need to do at the next meeting. But the other part about how we're going to develop some capital campaigns that, for example, might involve the board, that is what I was saying should wait.
Can we get a commitment on getting our working group together, moving on that? Lonnie?
Sure. Which one, the capital campaign or the investment?
The investment.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should get started, although there is a question of whether the audit committee ought to take it up rather than us. But either way, I think we start with a working group and have the discussion.
Okay. All right. Are you going to take care of that, Lonnie?
Yeah, I'll convene if I have a sense of who wants to be on that group. So if you send me an email, I'll set up the meeting.
Okay.
Can I take a sense of it? Are there folks who definitely will be interested now?
I think we kind of talked about it at the last meeting. I said I would be on there, I recall. The others, anyone else? We need more than two people.
Yeah.
We'll wait for the email, and if we don't have any, we can perhaps volunteer some people. Are there any other points we'd like to make about those two items? Okay. So shall we go to new business?
Yes.
Okay. Please, Sandra.
Okay. KPFT is much in need of a new transmitter, and what we're suggesting or requesting from the national board is authorization to use our extra month's budget, basically borrowing money from ourselves to put the down payment on the transmitter. It's kind of a lengthy process, but we're looking at a 100,000-watt transmitter that we need to order now as soon as possible so that in 2 months' time we can have it and install it and hopefully reach a wider audience. There's a couple of reasons why we need to get moving on this, and the main one is that the location where our transmitter is currently located, the lease for that expires in February of 2007, and we anticipate starting negotiations on that in July of this year. And we would like to have the new transmitter in place before those negotiations for the new lease ever begin. So, in essence, that's what we're asking for. It's going to be about $27,500 is going to be the down payment for the new transmitter, and it will take approximately 2 months once we give them the down payment before the transmitter is actually built. And then we have started what they call a quiet campaign, specifically for raising the funds to pay back what we're borrowing from ourselves no later than the end of fiscal year this year. So I would just like to make a motion that the Finance Committee request of the PNB to allow KPFT to borrow their extra month's budget in order to make the down payment on the new transmitter.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Dave.
What kind of, so in committee it doesn't need a second, so I assume it's before us. I don't like calling this the reserve. It's really the annual surplus. Do you guys have cash in the bank over and above your annual surplus? What was it, what was your end of year cash in the bank?
Oh, that I couldn't answer right at this moment because I don't have that paperwork in front of me. I believe that Dwayne mentioned it was like $112,000.
So to me, the issue that Rilani's raising about how do you make payments in that intervening month, I don't see it as necessary to make it out of prior, out of the one-year surplus if you have savings. That's a reserve that can do that. So, you know, it's different if you're like in BAI's situation where you don't have any cash in the bank or you do have savings. So it would be useful to know what your projected end of your cash position will be right now.
Okay. Well, the other item I was going to mention is that it appears that we have a friend in the CPB who is a huge fan of Pacifica, and one of their grants that they're providing is for digital upgrading, and the new transmitter that we're hoping to acquire is digitally compatible. And if we work everything, if everything works in our favor in that regard, we could actually get that $70,000 grant from the CPB for the new transmitter, and then we wouldn't have to touch that excess budget at all. The $75,000 grant combined with the quiet campaign funds that we hope to generate, it's, the campaign basically is, you know, $100,000 for 100,000 watts, you know, and something like what's up. So basically that's what we're looking at, our plan B. But we would like to have the authorization to utilize those funds that we have.
If the grant is approved, I mean, what is the status on that?
Well, it's not going to happen when we need it to happen. I mean, it will probably happen before the end of this fiscal year, but it's not going to happen. Like, we need to order this thing now in order to have it by July. So that's why time is of the essence in this regard.
I have another question.
Sure, Dave.
When we were talking about these digital upgrades, and there was some concern about what would happen to sound quality and also whether traditional FM receivers could receive the signals or whether it would only be good for people with new receivers. I don't remember what the resolution of that was. But let's assume it's a great idea and it's a fabulous thing. My memory was that the grants that CPV was talking about giving us didn't cover the full cost of doing the upgrade. And so, in fact, even though we'd be getting money, there would be an additional outlay of money. So even if you're able to pay back from a cash perspective what you put down when you get that grant, there's still a long-term, you know, you're going to have to pay even more to do the upgrade. And my understanding is if you don't do the upgrade, you may have to pay back some of the funds that you got in that grant. So I would definitely want, and by the way, this is just rough memory of things, and Lonnie probably knows a lot more about it, but I'd certainly feel more comfortable voting on this, knowing, like, what your cash position is, what it would be projected to be by the end of the year, and any details of what kind of commitment you're making by taking that grant money.
Well,
I can't speak for our general manager in that regard, or the business manager, or the engineer for that matter, but he did explain to me that he had had a conversation about this very thing with Lonnie, and, you know, all we can do is hope for the best in this regard, but we really, really need that new transmitter, and the sooner we get it, the better, because that's how we're going to reach a wider audience and generate more funds. And, of course, we're doing the heavy hitter campaign and the quiet campaign specifically for the new transmitter. So, I mean.
Oh, let me clear up a couple of things if I could.
Sure. Why?
Well, you know, as to what cash they had on hand at the beginning of the fiscal, they had $60,000. So they were, you know, they had some money in the bank, which, of course, they would have to. On the matching grant, though, Dave, Brian Gibbons is actually now in charge of those grants at CPB, and Greg and I met with him and some of the other folks there. They can match in kind, and also the drive funds can be used as a match. So CPB is really anxious to use those funds, and they are very they're willing to be very flexible with us to get those monies out the door. So I don't think the match will be a particular issue because of the way they've structured it. As to how the digital will interface with the, and I think it's an analog transmitter we're talking, right?
I think it's a dual transmitter. It can do both, right?
Well, that's, yeah, I wanted to be clear about that, but let's assume it's dual. At $53,000, it feels, I would support it because it will produce revenue. And I think that's a good thing, especially if they've got 100,000 watts that they can now utilize. So,
well, and the nice part about it is that this 100,000-watt transmitter is not going to take up any more space than the current transmitter that we have. And it's kind of like we're being very careful about the idea of putting it in there and not saying anything and then starting the negotiations so that they won't increase our rent. I mean, we know they're going to increase it somewhat, but we're hoping that they're not going to make it astronomical so that it would then become unaffordable to have our transmitter in that location. So the whole idea is to get it in there before we start talking to them about our lease so that it's kind of like status quo. Everything is good to go, and we've been such great customers, and you want to continue on in this relationship. So.
Can I ask a question of Greg?
Sure, please. For Rudy.
Yeah. Greg,
I can't hear you. Go ahead, say again.
In a situation like this, when a station needs a transmitter, what's National's input from a technical point of view in terms of, you know, is this the right transmitter, so on and so forth?
Well, I mean, we can ask John, who's our, now our new National Technical Director, to consult with them. I mean, that's, I can't answer that question, certainly.
I could tell you a contact person, and that would be our engineer here at KPFT, a gentleman by the name of Steve Brightwell, who can recite chapter and verse about transmitters.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's very good.
If you'd like to, to have a consultation between them, I can, tell John to get in touch with him.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I mean, we can, from a dollars and cents, we can, say it's okay, but hopefully, once it comes before the PNB, it also has some sort of a technical sign-off to make sure that it's, it's a worthwhile investment. It would have been good if we could have that at this point, but hopefully when it gets to the PNB, there'd be a sort of a technical sign-off on it, too. That would be great.
Could you send me, I don't know who was talking in Houston, but could you send me, a little contact information?
This is Sandra in Houston, and I guess the best person would be to contact Steve Brightwell directly or Dwayne Bradley.
Yeah, no, I'm just for Steve, if you could provide some contact information for him, I could have John get directly in touch.
Sure. Do you want me to email that to you? Or
yeah,
I can,
if you would, that would be real helpful. Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Thanks.
This is Casey?
Yes, please, Casey.
Hi, just for... the minutes, I'm trying to get this motion down, that the NFC recommend that the PNB authorize KPFT to make a deposit on a new transmitter. I think we need to indicate an amount in the motion before it's voted on.
$27,500 would be the amount for the deposit.
Funds to come from?
Our excess, our 1 month reserve.
Thank you.
I have another question.
Sure, Dave.
There's a difference between a loan to yourself and saying, well, okay, we're going to reduce how much surplus we're generating by the end of the year. And I thought I understood you to say that you were going to replenish the money. So,
that is correct.
So it's not really that you're doing it from your, quote, one-month reserve. What you're really doing is you're just using the cash you have in the bank. I mean, the way we use the term, and again, I don't like to use the term, but the way we use the term, that 1 month reserve is actually just a number, an end of year number at the bottom of your income statement. isn't it proper to say just use existing cash for that purpose? Well, Lonnie, what do you think?
Well, I think that it will be replenished by the end of the fiscal, so they can take it from on hand cash. That would be, my view.
Yeah, that's what. So it's not really that they're taking it from their 1 month.
Right.
I mean, the way we use that term, we use it to mean the end of year surplus. So they're not taking it from that because they intend to pay it back.
Yeah, it'll be there by the end of the month. So on hand cash. And that's what they plan to use it for and replace it and presumably have a 1 month in place by September.
Yeah, so I think the motion should say that to use existing cash to do it in the expectation that the end of year surplus or the end of year bottom line will not be changed. So it's not really a budget adjustment.
Okay, well, I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
Well, actually, in your forecast, you have for the transmitter, you have for the full year, there's like 17,000. Is this like not related to the new transmitter, or was this
no,
remaining on the old?
That does not include the new transmitter.
Okay, so basically, yeah, I mean, he's taking it's basically right. He is reducing cash because this is a capital purchase. So however you'd like to word it, and so it could go through smoothly would be fine.
Do we want to do this now, or would it make sense to do it? Well, first of all, when do you need this authorization? Is this something you're asking the board to act on Monday, or is this going to be acted on at our next meeting?
At the next PMB meeting would
the
be good.
One. Well, the telecom.
Well, that's not until June. No, I'm sorry. The next teleconference meeting of the PMB.
Okay, the only problem with that is the notice of meeting's gone out already, and it doesn't include a Finance Committee report in the list of purposes of the meeting. I guess we can get an approval to put it on there, but that agenda's already packed. The thing I want to know is this, I think it's great that it's coming forward this way, but does this actually require a budget adjustment?
It is. I mean, it's not in the budget. It's not in the capital budget for 2006. So it is. It's an exception. It's an addition. So again, where are we now? Are we still trying to reword the motion, or questions about it?
Well, this is what I have. That the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB authorizes KPFT to use existing cash on hand in the amount of $27,500 for a deposit on a new transmitter.
Okay.
Everybody's talking at once. This is Sandra, and Dave added some wording to that, and I consider that a friendly amendment. And if I understand correctly, it was with the addition that funds to be paid back by the end of the fiscal year 2000.
Is that what you would ask for, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was saying that these funds shall be this will be replenished. This expenditure will not affect the end of year bottom line.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Not expected to.
I missed it. What was the? I got cut off. Was the total cost of the transmitter indicated? The $27,500 is a deposit. What was the total cost?
$27,500 is a deposit. The total cost is going to be most like $65,000.
Now, do we need to factor that into the motion also? Do we need to address the total cost, or do we wait until it comes back to get the balance of the money, or does it make sense to deal with it now?
The quiet campaign is ongoing as we speak to raise the additional funds, the money to pay back the $27,500 that we're going to borrow from ourselves, so to speak, or take out of our account. In addition to that, come up with the remaining money so that once they call us and tell us it's ready, they're going to want the full payment and the shipping and all of that good stuff. So
right.
The total cost is going to be $65,000, if I'm remembering my numbers correctly, and that would be due, like, in July. But that's what our quiet campaign is generating funds for now.
Right, but from a budget point of view, we would still, even though you're raising funds to do it, it's still an expenditure that's not in the budget. So technically, we should approve that portion of the expenditure also at some point. I mean, if we don't do it now, technically, we would need to deal with it. So, I mean, I guess.
Well, technically, you're correct on that point. But right now, our main concern is to have the money for the down payment.
Well, could we give have a consensus of the committee to recommend that the that we recommend in terms of the motion on the.
Excuse me. There's someone perhaps doing dishes. If you could mute. Thank you. Or still in the office. I'm sorry, Lonnie.
Yeah, I was wondering. I do believe we do have to indicate the full amount. That would be wise to do, so that the board would know what the total debt might be. So my suggestion was, do you need something from us tonight, or are you saying that it could wait? What's your absolute deadline?
Well, we really need to move on it as soon as possible. It's going to take approximately 2 months for them to build the transmitter. So we're in May and June and hopefully have it delivered by July and installed. So, I mean, 2 months is, we're at 2 months.
Okay.
So I would prefer if this committee could come to an agreement, yay or nay, to forward this on to the next meeting of the PNB for their final stamp of approval.
I have a question about this.
Sure, go ahead.
So,
Dave,
can people remind me what our policy is? Because I guess we said if it's over...
30,000.
I thought 30,000 was the threshold, so I thought that this committee is actually authorized itself to authorize expenditures under 30. Is that right?
Well, that would be even better if it means being able to move forward as soon as possible. Yes,
but this is really an expenditure of 65,000.
Well,
that is correct.
Yeah, that's,
technically,
that's
is correct, but
that's
right
point.
Now. Right now, the request is for $27,500.
Yeah. So I mean, it should go to the board. It's just if we could authorize the 30, then there's not the problem of getting it on the agenda. I'm just thinking in terms of getting the board to consider it, and I don't know that we can consider it on Monday. But, I mean, we're talking, let's see, the meeting after that, yeah, is a month from now. So, what to do. We could hold a special meeting that was scheduled for just half an hour at which to deal with it.
Deal with real issues, huh? I'm sorry. From my viewpoint, in terms of recommendation that we do this, that, you know, we've looked at it, we've had the commitment, the other 30,000 you're saying will come through the Quiet campaign and our CPB funding. So perhaps that should be added to the motion in terms of the total cost and how the remainder will be addressed,
okay,
the remaining funds.
Let me see if I can put that into words. That KPFT is requesting the authorization to utilize funds currently held in the amount of $27,500 for the down payment on the new 100,000 watt transmitter. Total cost estimated at $65,000. Additional funds to come through the Quiet campaign and or the CPP grant. And then there was
campaign. Something
else. That's a really long motion, but...
that's it.
Was that the gist of it?
Yeah, that's it.
But it
okay.
should say just a
sure.
capital campaign, that you don't need to specify the Quiet campaign.
Okay,
know
I'm not going to split hairs. You can call it whatever you like, but we're going to be asking people for money specifically for this new transmitter.
Okay,
so let me read what I have and see if this works. If the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB authorize KPFT to use existing cash on hand in the amount of $27,500 for a deposit on a new 100,000-watt transmitter. Total cost of the transmitter is anticipated to be $65,000, and additional funds will be provided through a capital campaign and or CPB grant. The expenditure will not interfere with KPFT's ability to end the fiscal year with a one-month operating reserve.
That sounds great.
Good job.
My vote is yes.
Actually, I move to amend to say with a one-month operating surplus.
Okay. Works for me.
Okay.
Does it sound like we want a new transmitter in Houston?
Yeah.
That's great. And hopefully that when we look at this national capital campaign, we'll be able to address some of these issues and move on a national level to make sure these capital needs are met. Okay, so with the motion, so Dave, so you're saying that we cannot, or we can't, perhaps we can get this on the calendar for Monday.
Well, I mean, my memory is that even if you have unanimous consent, you can't add things. I'll have to look it up. I'm hoping with unanimous consent we can agree to add it to the agenda. The issue is really that we've already got a packed agenda that we're going to have trouble getting through anyway. If anybody raises an administrative objection to our considering it, I dread that.
Okay, so the other alternative is to ask for another meeting a week later to address some of these issues that we need to have, that we think that should be addressed
if we
before
can't,
the
if we can't
meeting.
Do it on Monday. If we can't do it on Monday and we need to do it, then we'll just schedule a special meeting for that purpose.
Okay. So this motion we need to. I mean, do we have objection? Any objection?
One other thing. We need to put in the date by which that we are recommending the PMB approve it, so that we can say, hey, look, you guys have to do it by this date. So we need a kind of firm date.
So your meeting is when?
Monday. It's coming Monday.
Okay, so let's say Tuesday.
Which is May 6th.
I just want to know what's real.
You're saying you need to sign something right away, which means when?
If it's approved at the Monday meeting, that would mean signing off on it on Tuesday, I would guess. And then
we're talking about real time here. We're saying, by
if
the...
If it doesn't happen by that... By that date, which would be, looks like the 9th of May,
right.
Then let's say no later than the 17th.
Okay, May 17th, okay. That's a great date.
It's a good date.
That's the date of my, I shouldn't, because I use that in my passwords. Never mind. okay, is there any other discussion?
I can't believe you just said that on the public stream.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, I did read Da Vinci Code, so I don't use it like it appears. But
oh my God.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, so approved. Thank you. I didn't list it on the new business, but I just want to make one point on the toll transmitter that KFCF is in the process of or has purchased a new transmitter, and they have about 10,000 more that they need to finish paying on this. So maybe I'll just submit this to the KPFA LSB or the Finance Committee, because KFCF really, of course, helped Pacifica during the whole lockout and really did a lot of work for us and really kept us on the air. So I was thinking that perhaps that's something we should consider in terms of assisting them. But I'll submit it to KPFA's LSB or the Finance Committee first. Okay.
Are we allowed to do that?
Go ahead, Dave.
Are we allowed to do that?
Farewell. I would I would suppose that we could. I mean, they're not an affiliate. They're a sister station. And in terms of KPFA's fundraising, we fundraise for both stations.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other points, discussions?
I just have a question related to the transmitter. And,
yes.
And in a way, it's also related to the generators that have been purchased in L.A., and that's that I really, you know, I want to keep going back to the fact that I feel a real need for a uniform procurement policy throughout the network that includes, you know, standard forms and a standard way of documenting how we're getting bids and how we're choosing our vendors. And I'd like for our committee to be able to address that fairly soon.
Okay, so shall we put that on the agenda for June?
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, and actually on that point,
yes,
I'd like to request that we get something in writing from Mr. Brightwell describing what it is that's being purchased and a statement from Duane indicating, you know, that it's needed and whatever he needs to tell us. So that the board, this committee and the board aren't just signing off on $30,000 expenditures because someone said so. Yeah, I'd like something in writing. And
I don't think that would be an issue at all. And when I forward Steve Brightwell's contact information to Greg, I will also CC Duane on that and ask him to submit something in writing.
By Monday. So that I can send it to the floor, Greg or Lonnie can send it to the floor.
I have a feeling that when I send out this email tonight, you'll get something tomorrow.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Are there any other issues, points we'd like to make at this point, at this time? Can I ask about June's Finance Committee meeting? Can we schedule that tonight or... We'll take care of it later. Okay, are there any other points, issues we'd like to address? Well, if not, I would. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
No move.
Thank you very much, and have a good, wonderful evening.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Have
a great night.
Good night.